I'm Lou Dimes, and this is Thinking Independently. All of the nonsense about the Senate Finance Committee not voting for a so-called public option is just that, nonsense. This deal is being cemented behind closed doors, out of the prying eyes of the public, the press, and you and me, of course, and our fellow citizens. To put this in some perspective, if someone can read legislative D.C. speak at a rate of 2 minutes per page, it's going to take a while to get through that 1,502 pages. So let me just tell you how that works. A person reading full 8-hour days could power through it in just about a week. That's right. It would take a week if you committed 8 hours a day to read it. But put this in some better context. The legislation is 1,502 pages long. The U.S. Constitution is just 4,400 words. The Gettysburg Address, 286 words. The Bible, how many pages is the Bible by comparison? Well, only two-thirds as long as this health care bill, 1,042 pages in the English Standard Version. You got it all the way down in the King James Version to 608 pages. And War on the Middle Class by Lou Dobbs, only 276 pages. What's the deal? And when this legislation comes out from behind those closed doors, we know it will have that government-run option, without a doubt.